I would like to welcome everyone to Be Holy 1:16, referring to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, stating that we should be holy because God is holy. Now, if you have any questions concerning what we're about to speak, email us at beholy116@gmail.com. Again, that's beholy, B-E-H-O-L-Y, 116@gmail.com. And everything we're about to say and read are not necessarily the views of this station or its affiliates. All right, today we're going to talk about this Great Commission. What were the disciples supposed to be doing? What were they supposed to say? What were they supposed to give us? And then what did Jesus tell them to give us? We're going to talk about that today. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 28, and we're going to start at verse 18. We'll do Matthew 28, and we'll start at verse 18. All right.
Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven."
See, now most churches don't believe that. They don't believe that. They don't believe that Jesus has been given all authority, not 10%, not 20%, not a third of authority. He was given all authority, but they don't believe that. And when you ask them about it, they don't even have any clue as to who's in charge when they start talking about Trinity and everything else. Jesus was given all the authority. All authority. Read it again.
Jesus came and told his disciples.
Told them.
I have been given all authority.
So how is it that he told his disciples that he had all authority, but when you come to the churches in this day and time, they believe that Jesus only has a third of authority. They believe that Jesus is a third of what God is, and he has a third of authority. But what did Jesus say?
All authority.
He has all authority. And most churches don't know this. How are they churches and not know this? Because they don't have a preacher. When you don't have a preacher, you don't know anything. The scripture says, how can you hear unless you have a preacher? The preacher's got to tell you the truth. So then Jesus comes to his preachers and says what? All authority has been given to me. Don't go searching for nobody else. I have all authority. If the church would ever believe that, if the church would ever believe that, we would actually be able to call on heaven and get a response. Most people, when they call on heaven, they don't know who they're calling on. You know, they'll say, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. My question is, which one? Which God do you serve? They make the Father a God. They make Jesus a God. They make the Holy Ghost a God. They make their pastor a God. They make the trustees a God.
Yeah.
They make the musicians a God. Oh, Lord help you if the choir can sing. Though the choir is God by himself. And then the praise team, they're God. And then whoever can shout the loudest and shout the longest in the front is God. They make all these things God because they can see him. They say the Father, see, he's a Father, and so he's got to be God. And so then he's got to be God. It's the Son. And the scripture never said God the Son. Never said that. Because flesh and blood is not God.
That's an interesting point.
Flesh and blood has never been God. So why don't you find me a scripture that says that Jesus is the Father? The Father is a spirit. Ain't that what Jesus said? He said, God is a spirit. And if you're going to worship God, you got to worship him in spirit.
And truth.
You can't have a piece of the truth and no spirit. You can't have a piece of spirit and no truth. You got to have spirit and truth. And so people don't know that Jesus has all authority. They're trying to worship him with their flesh instead of spirit, because he's no longer flesh, he's spirit. So they use their flesh to try to worship a God they think they see in the scriptures, when God told you, God is a spirit. Everything Jesus said was not a man saying it. Everything he said was the Father speaking through him. And the Father never said that this flesh is God. No, sir. And no, ma'am. This flesh that you see, that same flesh that's being baptized, is an example to you. You have to be baptized. You have to have the Holy Ghost. And you have to obey the Spirit. I want to obey Jesus, is what they say. But they can't obey Jesus because they don't worship him in spirit and truth. They worship him with the Bible. You get that? They worship him with the Bible instead of being full of the Holy Ghost and understanding what the Bible is saying. They go and try to put words to God. I had this fake preacher tell me, he was talking about the Bible has all authority. When does the Bible have all authority? What did Jesus just say?
Yeah.
All authority has been given to me. So how does the Bible have more authority than Jesus? You know why he said that? Because he wanted to use the Bible. He could control his Bible. He could control what he's reading, but he can't control what the Spirit shows him. So he wants to take his words that were printed. Nothing wrong with those words that are printed. Those are copies of what God said. Nothing wrong with that. He likes to bind his Bible with his hands and his mind. But when it comes to the Holy Ghost says, you have to worship God in spirit and truth. It didn't say worship God in spirit and Bible.
Right.
Yeah. When you receive the Holy Ghost, God is going to connect all the dots that the Bible don't tell you about. Think about it. If every single, like, we're supposed to live off of every word, right?
Right.
We're supposed to live off every word of God. If every word was written down, there wouldn't be space on the earth to hold all the books to copy what God has said. So he gives us enough of it to live on. If we obey that little bit, we'll obey the rest of it, because that little bit is going to lead us to the Holy Ghost. That Bible is going to lead us to the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost does what? Leads us to all truth. And what did the truth say? All authority is given unto me.
That's what it said.
Yeah, they don't want that. Let's go to the next verse. Go ahead, or finish out that verse.
In heaven and on earth.
Huh. Not just in heaven, but on earth. That will be done in heaven as it is on earth. If he has all authority in heaven, he has all authority on earth.
Sure.
So if there is another God up there, they don't have any power. They have no authority. Because why? He has all authority. If Jesus has all authority, what's there to argue about? He got to be the Father. Not his flesh. The spirit that was in him was the Father. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. And no other time has man ever seen God. And he wasn't talking about saved men. He was talking about sinners have never seen God. But there are plenty saved people who saw God.
Right.
But see, that's when the false teacher comes in and says, see, no man has ever seen God, so Jesus can't be God. I'm telling you, the flesh is not God. I agree with that. But the spirit that was in that flesh is God. And so now that same spirit that was in that flesh is in our flesh. That's how he has all authority. Okay, now you remember how we just read that it was given to him. He received all authority, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's go to Revelation chapter 5. And let's read verse 7. It says he took authority. Watch.
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne.
Now go to verse, what was that? 7, verse 8. Read verse 8, the start of that.
And when he had taken the book, the four beasts.
He had taken the book. The book. Nobody else could crack open the book.
Right.
Nobody else could actually explain the book. Jesus came, explained the book to his disciples, and then told them that he has all authority. But in Revelation, it says he took it.
It does.
So he took the authority because he was the what? Beginning, the end, the Alpha, Omega thing. Let's go to Revelation chapter 22, verse 12.
12, yeah. And behold, I come quickly.
Yeah.
And my reward is with me.
Yeah.
To every man according to his work shall be.
If you're going to get all those rewards and awards from God, you're going to have to put in the work to do it and get it. He said he's coming quickly and his reward is with him because he's who? Go ahead.
I am Alpha.
Alpha.
And Omega.
Omega. So whatever he was in the beginning, he's that in the end. Read on.
The beginning and the end.
See that? He's the beginning and the end. Jesus didn't just show up in the manger. Jesus has been here all this time. Still here. Because the end ain't here yet.
Right.
So he's the beginning and the end. And what else?
The first.
The first. And the last.
And the last.
Yeah. So Jesus being the first and the last, Jesus being Alpha and Omega, Jesus being the beginning and the end, who could he actually take it from? The things of the Spirit were taken from the Spirit and given to us. We couldn't get anything from anybody before Jesus got here.
Right.
He went and explained what the scriptures meant. And then they still didn't get it. So then in Luke chapter 24 and 45, then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. So what was in the Spirit, you couldn't get it. But Jesus gave it to you. That's why he took it. He has the authority. Always had the authority. Authority is not new to him. That's not new to him. Authority is new to us. We don't like to be told what to do. I'm wondering how people are going to worship God and they live in a democracy. Right. They don't even understand how kingship works or a kingdom works. They're used to voting on everything. That's why the gospel has changed so much since Jesus was here until now. You got these preachers now that change the gospel because they don't like it. They want to vote on it. They want to vote what we believe. They want to vote on what he meant. They want to vote on what we're going to do as people. We're going to vote on what he actually said. We're going to vote on which version of the Bible we're going to use. We're going to vote on which church we're going to. We're going to vote on what we're going to preach at church. We're going to vote on what we're not going to preach at church. They love to vote. But God ain't no democracy. God is a kingdom. He rules everything. And if you go against him, you might as well sign your own death certificate because you are not going to live past that.
Yeah, he's sovereign.
He's sovereign. He has everything. He knows everything. He controls everything. So who is he going to take something from? If God be God, who can he take anything from? He can't take anything from nobody else. It's him. But see, the false preachers would get in here and think that we're talking about a lamb or something like that. And so the lamb had seven horns and seven eyes and seven spirits, and he did this and this, that, and he came up and took the book out of the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. But remember, the lamb was the one that was killed. You ain't killed the one on the throne. The one on the throne used the one, the lamb, to explain to us what he meant. And so then he walks up and says, all authority is given unto me. To do what? To tell you everything. Most preachers, listen, preachers are supposed to say everything Jesus said. How many preachers do you know of that will say everything Jesus said?
Not many. Not many.
Not in Columbus. Not in Columbus. They won't say what Jesus said. You know why? Because if they say what Jesus said, they will not be able to stay on that job. If they say what Jesus said, they're not going to stay married. If they say what Jesus said, they're not going to stay, they're not going to remain the deacon at the church. Jesus told the truth. And so if he's going to tell the truth, and we got to tell the truth, it's always going to be a battle in church. But Jesus went ahead and fixed it. He said, all authority, just put that out your mind. All authority is given unto me. Don't worry about nothing else. Understand that the authority is in me. I have all authority. Like, so most people will concentrate on the Lamb opening books or concentrate on the books, but it's actually telling you the authority that he had. That's what it's talking about. It's talking about the authority to open up the books. What are the books? The knowledge of God, and make it known to us. The scripture says, your God shall come. Who shall I teach doctrine? And so when he came to teach doctrine. He didn't come to bring peace. He didn't come to make everybody love each other. He came to tell you that if you don't love each other, you're going to hell.
Right.
Because when you don't love each other, you look like the devil. And we know where he's going. So anything that looks like the devil got to go where the devil's going. And he has the authority to send you there.
Right.
He opened up the books. He opened up the understanding. He told you what you're supposed to do. But some kind of way, most of these people have turned back to the devil for all their teaching. They've turned back to the devil for all their learning. And when you turn back to the devil, we know where the devil's going. And when you turn back to the devil, you look like your father.
How are they doing that?
They change what Jesus said.
Okay.
They change it. That some kind of way they're going to change it. And if they can't change it quick enough, they'll go get another version of the Bible that'll change the certain words or whatever that's more palatable to eat and taste. And so it don't make people as mad as fast. But if they really think about it, it should make them just as mad, if not more mad, because now it's breaking it down to your terms. But they use those words to change what God said. And so when they go to change them, who's the one that does the changing in the beginning? The devil. See, God is truth. And the only way to get a lie is to change the truth. And if the devil is the father of lies, then he changed the truth somewhere.
Right.
And so now we got the preachers who want to change. They want the crowds. They know they're not going to get the crowds with telling people hell is coming. They're not going to get the crowds preaching that. So they'll tell them things like, hey, the Lord loves you. You don't have to do anything. The Lord just loves you. You're saved by faith and grace. Just do what the Lord, just bask in the Lord, and he loves you. That's the biggest lie, because if he loved you, he would tell you the truth. And so God tells you the truth. And those preachers don't love you. They won't tell you the truth. They love your pockets. As long as I tell you a lie, you'll give me your money. As long as I lie to you, you will pay me money. But as soon as I tell you the truth, you get mad. Think about the family members that you get mad at. 9 times out of 10, you get mad at the ones who tell you the truth. And that's how it's supposed to be in church. You go to church to get the truth, but they get to church and they want it to just be a perfect program. They want it to be a perfect broadcast. They want it to be a perfect Broadway play. So they turn the lights on, turn the music up, and everybody waves and everything, and everybody smiles, and everybody says amen together, and everybody cheers. But that is not, that's not church at all. That is not church at all. And when you find places like that, Jesus is not in authority. If Jesus is not the authority of your church, you do not have a church. If Bishop get more praise than Jesus, that is not a church. That's not God's church. That's Bishop's church. Bishop deserves to get everything coming to him with that church. Because sure enough, God ain't getting it. And so we want God to be in it. But these churches, that means you're not going to have as much money. So they won't tell you the truth. And God won't be in authority. Pastor's wife would be authority. Pastor's wife be ruling all the men in the church. That's authority. Pastor's family ruling the whole church. That's not Jesus' authority. That's not putting Jesus in authority. That's putting pastor's kids in authority. That's putting pastor's family in authority. Let's read on. Let's read on. Let's go. Where we stop? We stopped at verse 19.
Okay. Therefore, go and make disciples.
No, go make sinners.
Go and make disciples.
No, go make liars.
Disciples.
Disciples. Doing what?
Of all nations.
Uh-huh. All over the world.
Baptizing them.
Yeah.
In the name of the Father.
Yes, sir.
And the Son.
Uh-huh.
And the Holy Spirit.
That's the same name. Is there an S at the end of that names? Does it say names, N-A-M-E-S, or does it say name, N-A-M-E?
Name.
So it's not three names.
So, for the curious.
Yeah.
How will they know what that name is?
By the disciples teaching them who's in authority. If he's in authority, what other name is there to be used? There's no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. And so if he's in authority, then there's no other name. If we just look at the sentence, you see that the Son, it says the Son, right? So we know that Son's name is Jesus Christ. If we look throughout the rest of the Bible, we'll find out the Father's name is Jesus Christ. We look in the other part of the Bible, we'll find out that the Holy Ghost, his name is Jesus Christ. And so if he has all authority, he's the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He has to have all the power. And the King James says, all power is given unto me. So if he has all power, nobody else has any power.
Right.
If he has all power, nobody else has any power. If Jesus said with his own mouth, I have all power, the Father don't have any power if he's not the Father, and the Holy Ghost don't have no power if he's not the Holy Ghost. So he's got to be the Father, and he's got to be the Holy Ghost. But see, they concentrate on baptism right there. And ain't got nothing to do with baptism. It's telling you who he is. See, in this verse here, it don't give you the name. But in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, it gives you the name. And so who's he telling to baptize? He's telling the disciples to go and baptize.
Right.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And so then you check out when the disciples started baptizing. What name did they use?
Jesus.
So Jesus got to be.
And one could argue that the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost are titles.
Oh, they can say that.
I mean,
They can say that.
More so than names.
I don't call them names. I don't even call them names, right? They'll say it's titles, right? They say it's titles. That's fine. Jesus Christ is the title of the Father. Jesus Christ is the title of the Son. Jesus Christ is the title of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
If we just use title, he's all those titles. Because why? He has all power.
Authority.
Yeah, on all authority. It's nowhere else can you find anybody else has an all power and all authority. Nobody else has all power and all authority.
Therefore, go and make disciples.
Yes.
Of all the nations.
Of all nations, not just your church. Not just your neighborhood. All nations. And if you can't go out to all nations, find somebody else who's going to those nations and help them do it.
Yeah.
Give them some money. Give them some support. They need the support. They can't really travel with no real money because ain't nobody giving money to this kind of message. So those of you who are rich, those of you who have money, find people who are going into other countries with the right message. If they're going with the right message, help them. If they're going with the right message, Jesus being all authority. And then we have to obey what he said. Watch what it says on, let's go to verse 20. Watch what Jesus tells the disciples to teach all the other disciples coming after them.
Teach these new disciples to obey all the commandments.
See that? To obey all the commandments. From who?
Jesus.
Yeah. Not Moses. Some of Jesus' commandments are Moses' commandments that he never changed. Some of Jesus' commandments are commandments that he did change. But you have to obey, and I have to obey, all the commandments that Jesus gave. Now, you get in church and tell them that they have to obey every last commandment that Jesus gave, and you watch those people walk out of there one by one, but they love Jesus. Oh, I just love him. He just did so much for me. No, what are you doing for him? And how are you obeying? Anybody can get a miracle. Anybody can get all of that. But are you obeying him? Are you obeying him? Most people don't want to obey him. They just want what they think they can get from the Lord.
Yeah.
They only want, oh, Lord, my child is sick. I need you to heal him. No, but you're not obeying. You're asking me for something that I've been trying to talk to you for weeks and years about obeying. And so now something has come upon you, and now you want me to help you. No, sir. A double-minded man can't ask God for anything. You have to be obeying him. It said here to teach him, didn't it?
It does.
Read again.
Teach these new disciples.
The new disciples.
To obey all the commandments.
All the commandments.
I have given you.
The who gave them?
Jesus.
Jesus gave them the commandments. And he's talking to the disciples. Right now, he's talking to the preachers of his day and telling them that he co-signed, that he endorsed, he told them to teach the new disciples to obey every single commandment that I have given you. No, we get up in church, touch your neighbor and tell them you got a miracle coming and it's under your seat and check under your neighbor's seat and see if there's a $20 bill the Lord's going to bless. And no, we got to do some obeying. I contend that the church that we see today is not saved. The ones I see on TV are definitely not saved. They don't get on TV with this message. Telling people that they have to obey all the commands that Jesus said. They are thieves. The same temple and money changers and thieves that he threw out is what he need to throw out right now. Because most of these people get on TV and ask for money just to, get a come up. At least if you're going to ask for the money, tell the truth. If you're going to ask the people for the money, at least give them the truth. If you give them the truth, then I can't say nothing.